Good morning. Today is December 4th, 2023. I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Commission remarks. I do once again have the list of county boards that we are will be appointing members to. There are two available in the Taney County 911 Advisory Board, three for the Board of Adjustments, one for the Board of Equalization, five for the Park Board, one for Planning and Zoning, three for the Senior Citizens Board, one for the Sewer Board, one for an Enhanced Enterprise Zone, three for the Industrial Development Authority of Taney County, three for the Development Connections SB 40 Board, and one for the Graham Clark Field. With these, those are not all vacant seats. Those are people that their terms are up. So if your term is up, we will be reaching out to let you know that we do need a current application if you wish to continue to serve. There are a few of those that are vacant seats, though. Is that a correct statement?
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 473995 through 474070. No warrants, no journal entries.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. No, you're fine. Thank you. Next order of business, we have approval of payroll. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Regular November 27 executive. I don't have any questions. Is anybody?
For both?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't have any questions.
I move to approve regular session minutes for November 27, 2023, and executive session minutes for November 27, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is court orders and add-ons. Good morning, everyone. Looks Looks like we have Ms. Kim Lovelace from Montana County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer from Montana County Clerk, Ms. Susan Chapman from Montana County Assessor, and Ms. Alicia Caperton from the Assessor's Office as well. And present we have Ms. Mona Cove, Montana County Collector.
Good morning. We have some abatements in front of you we'd like to present to you.
Questions on the clerical error page in 7A?
I have none. Do you, ma'am?
And that's where the resorts are mostly timeshare, and they should be partial res and partial. Is that correct?
Correct.
No questions.
Labels as Exhibit A with today's date, December 4th. Move to approve Exhibit A dated December 4th, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sir, I didn't realize this was part of that Exhibit A on abatement number 213494. 213494.
Okay.
It was in Exhibit A. I didn't realize that that was in with him. 213494. I think it's the last one.
Yep,
here.
Okay. I see.
213494 in Exhibit A.
And that should be separate.
It should be separate.
Mm-hmm. That one is separate.
I think he's coming in actually to represent himself. Isn't he? Oh, he's not.
No.
No.
It's in with Exhibit A there.
It's in with Exhibit A, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't realize. It's in with Exhibit A. It is lowering the assessed value, but it's keeping it in the commercial part, and the others in Exhibit A there have a commercial and assessment because that is a extended stay.
Yeah, there were three of them that were with that particular one, ending in 482, 484, and 485. Those three are all together. And then the 494 should be completely separate. It's a completely separate entity.
Okay, they're all entered. We have an Exhibit A. You have the sheet there. And where it says...
Do you have one of these, Alicia? Alicia, do you have one of these?
I do not have one of those, okay. Sorry.
They all pulled through as clerical errors.
Yeah, they all came under the same category. And the first of those has the for the reason, and it has them broke into residential and commercial.
Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
That's okay.
On the 1213494 is entirely extended stay. There's people that live there for over 30 days.
Okay. Sorry, my blood sugar is really low.
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking very slowly.
No, you're
today.
Fine. You're fine.
So, yeah, the first three are, they're all part of a resort.
Mm-hmm.
They do timeshare, and so they're, and then this was something that was totally different. That's the hotel.
It doesn't do timeshare at all. It's entirely
extended stay. No, it's a completely different.
Mm-hmm.
This is all, no, not Westgate, Sunterra Resort.
Uh-huh.
And that's a completely different.
Yeah, okay.
Altogether.
Then if.
So those three fell off when we had to remove the BOEs to reassess. And we had agreements with the timeshares because typically they are all 100% residential, but
mm-hmm.
they are using them as nightly rentals, and so they agreed to percentages. And so we're just requesting to put those back to what the agreement was, and that would take care of all three of those. So.
Okay. Yeah, and I understand that's the way you have it. You have them, though, as commercial and residential.
We've done, yes,
yes.
Percentages.
Okay. So, and so we have 213494, parcel number 18122 13.006, that is entirely extended stay. People live there in over 30 days. So, and that is on is commercial. Would that not be residential? Question.
You're asking about 213494?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, those are commercial. That is not a timeshare. And they are also falling under the Supreme Court ruling where it was, even though they were using it for extended stay, they are still considered commercial.
Okay.
And the City of Branson has them as commercial.
It's not, it's like a housing. It's like a housing. And it is, it's leaking. The lower part is, has water running to it where the roof is not repaired yet, and it's and the people that live there are living there as it's the residence. Do you not have other, in the past, I've seen
on this particular one, though, it doesn't matter on those circumstances. This is a commercial property because, again, they, and I was there myself and talked to them, and they will rent on a weekly basis or less. And so that was an argument in that Supreme Court case where sometimes people stayed a month or more, but other people stayed less than that. So that supersedes. Once you have something in that unit that is going for less than a week, it turns everything into short-term.
Did I understand you to say that you was there and you talked to them and they said that there was that they were there less than a week and they allowed that?
Yeah, I spoke to the manager, and he said they rent on that basis. When they have an opening, the people do not have to stay a month or more. That's the way it works. Whether something is wrong on the inside, we were not invited in. The assessor only assesses the outside unless we are requested to come inside to evaluate. And we've done that for people, but not in this particular case. Extenuating circumstances, this property just sold, I think, in April or May. And the person
last
who got
year,
it,
last year?
Of 23. I believe it was 23.